Here with me, I've got Kip Cullors. And Kip, we're in the, well, I don't know what you call this. It's a serving tent for lunch that BASF is putting on for ASA members, American Soybean Association. First of all, what do you think about BASF staffs out here serving food to these soybean growers?
Well, don't surprise me a bit. I mean, I work with them every day, and I know what kind of people they are. And, you know, this is just typical something that they'd be willing to do. That's the reason I use Headline Fungicide, because they stand behind their product.
Yeah. Well, I know they're very big supporters of the ASA through not only this program here, but which is encouraging membership, because you got to be a member to get in the door, I know that, but also through scholarship programs and others as well. What's your thoughts here early on in this Farm Progress Show?
You know, I believe the crowd's down this year compared to Illinois last year. That's the first thing I noticed this morning when I got here. I thought, man alive, where's everybody at? And it's a wonderful day, nice and cool. But it's just, the weather's just tremendous. Last year in Illinois, it was so hot you could fry eggs out there on the asphalt.
Boy,
but
sure
it was terrible. But, man, is there anybody that's out there who wants to come to the farm show, this, you couldn't ask for a better year to come.
Yeah, no, conditions are about some of the best I've ever seen in my time here. Looking then back at the soybean crop, especially in your area, I didn't get to come down to your field day, but Cindy certainly enjoyed it. How would you kind of summarize the way that all went? I know you sure had a lot of people come through there.
Yeah, our field day went really, really well. Hopefully people took something away from there that might have accidentally come up, a new idea to take home and try. Probably the biggest thing is everybody that was down there can see that not everything I do works. You know, we make lots and lots of mistakes every day on raising soybeans, and we still got a lot of improvement to do.
Okay, well, anything else as you look towards this year's harvest season that you might want to say to growers in terms of, you know, I know you've obviously a big supporter of BASF and their products like Headline and others, but I don't know, any words of wisdom you might have?
You know, I've been having a lot of, today I've had a lot of people tell me about aphids in their soybeans, and I'm like, spray them, guys. Soybeans are high.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's good advice, and they got to get out there and scout to find and check them. And that probably is, what would you say, right now, one of the things they should really be spending some time on?
Yeah, that's crucial to be out there. Just as soon as the soybean plant starts blooming, you know, you got to remove all stress. And soybean aphids, disease, any insect pressure, that causes stress. And that's one of my big secrets is that I try to remove as much stress as I possibly can.
Well, thank you very much, Kip. Good to see you here at the Farm Progress Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.